Arsenal play.
Start your day on tour in Northwest London, Wednesday, 18th of Teves, 11th of January, Rabbi Menachem Liebman Schlitter, brocha on cake during a meal.
As it says on the title, I'd like to speak today about a brocha of cake, particularly a cake during a meal. The halacha is, we start off beginning with the halacha of cake. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Samach Ches Sivov, it says, Pas habo bekisnim, bread, which is, it's a type of bread, cake. It's not a completely different type of food. It's a bread. It's a bread, habo bekisnim, which will explain a few pshatim what it means, habo bekisnim. Mavarach olav boirim minim ezoinois, ula achra brocha achas min sholosh. Correct brocha for pas habo bekisnim is mezoinois, and the brocha after that, the brocha chroina, is alamechia. What is pas habo bekisnim? So the general thing is a type of bread which people don't, or not kaver the sudor on. They eat it as a snack. And therefore, Chazal said, this type of bread is only boirim min hamezoinos, or this type of pas, yes, is only mezoinos, and afterwards ala mechia. Unless you eat a sheer kaver sudor, which then, this pas habo bekisnim, being because it is bread, and it's a type of bread, then you make hamoitzi with the Tillesi time and Birchas Hamazon, because it is bread. We'll see soon, perhaps, what's it called? How much cake do you have to eat in order that you have to wash and bench on that? So let's go and see first, in Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, what is, we call it cake? What is this pas habo bekisnim, which we don't make hamoitzi on it, we make mezoinos? Mechama brings, in Siv Zayin, Mechama brings three shittas. Pas habo bekisnim. The first pshat is, kipshutoi, kis is a pocket. Bread, which is made with pockets, which means there's plenty or a lot of filling in it. Besides the dough is the frame of the cake, and inside it's filled with pockets, raisins, honey, fruit, almonds, whatever. That is called pas habo bekisnim. It's bread which is full of pockets. That's one shitta in pas habo bekisnim. That's the shitta of Rabbi Chananel and the Rashba. Example would be perhaps that homotashen. It's a dough, and inside it's full of sesame and jam and other sweeteners, which would make it boirim min hamezoinos. Second shitta is, that's the shitta of the Rambam, which is a dough which is kneaded not with water but with fruit juice. You mix, that's how the dough is made. The first shita of pas habo bekisnim is that the dough is a regular bread dough, but in between the layers of the bread, it's filled with fruit and other sweeteners. The second shita hold that pas habo bekisnim means it's bread which has been kneaded with honey and oil and raisin water and bake that. And says the Mechaber, you can taste the fruit juice in the bread. The Ramah comes along in this shita, and the Ramah says, I mean, that what we call, that's what the second shita, which ideally we would call that what they call mezoinous bread. Mezoinous bread. It's bread, but it's mezoinous. In what way is it mezoinous than regular bread? Regular bread is kneaded with water, and here they use raisin water. And you can taste the mezoinous bread. It does taste different than the regular bread. It's sweeter. It's noticeable, the taste of the meperis in the dough. The Ramah comes along here, in this second shitta, and he says that to be called pasabobikisnin, and I wasn't saying we call it mezoinous bread, is only not enough that you can taste the fruit juice, but it's got to be harbe tavlin udvash b'mizriya. It's got to be a lot of very sweet. And he continues to say, like lekach shikemat hadvash hatavlin eiker, as if the ikke is the sweetened, and the Mishabura adds, the ikke is the other things, taste, v'tam ha'is the toffel, and the dough is, this is the toffel part. That would sound like something like we should have by cake, haven't I? Chocolate cake, ikke is a chocolate, they don't really taste the flour so much, it's a real chocolate cake, you taste, the main thing is the all the ingredients, but you don't taste so much the dough. And the Ramah finishes, v'chein noyagim, that's how we take noyag, that anything which doesn't have the main taste other than the dough is not pasavol bekisnin. And therefore, Mishabura adds, that's why we need our chalas, we need the chalas with a bit of oil and tavlin. Because the main thing is the taste is the dough, so it doesn't matter if there's a bit of taste of fruit or other sweeteners into the bread. According to this Ramah, our mezoinous bread, because I could say is more or less thrown out of the window. There's no mezoinous bread. You can't say mezoinous bread is so sweet that the ikke is the sweeteners and the bread and the flour is the toffel. The main thing is of course the bread, but it has a good taste as well. So what's pshat in our mezoinous bread? Some people do question it, but the Sefer Piskechuvas, he says, Tzvi Miyashiv the Midah Goylom, he says, very difficult also, it's a difficult estimation to exactly think, what's the main taste of this? Is the main taste the sweet, the fruit juice? Is the main taste the flour? So he says, the minig of the olam is not like the Ramah. The minig is like the machaba. As long as you can taste the fruit juice in it, that is called mezoinous. So that's his miyashiv the minig olam, the mezoinous bread, which people have as a snack, a packet of two slices, even though we can't say the main taste of it is the fruit juice and that, but end, we've got the condition of the machaber that it's nikah be'isa. One can recognize the meperis, and it does taste different. So that's the mezoinous bread. That's to justify the minig of the mezoinous bread. How much of the mezoinous bread can you have that it shouldn't be considered? So that's now, then we have to go back, this is sort of going now back to the other halacha. If this is taka, is considered mezoinous bread, how much can you eat of it? As we learned, even the mezoinous bread, if you convey a suzer on it, if you make a meal out of the mezoinous bread, you go into the shops, they're selling loaves of bread, it's regular hamoitzi bread, and there's mezoinous bread. They're both on the same. You have to make sure if you want to wait to see something without realizing it, you can just suddenly suddenly you bought a mezoinous loaf. And that's used for a proper meal. So that's how much of the mezoinous bread is you allowed to. We've established, yes, the Midah Goylem is we do rely on the machaber that it is called pasavol bekisnin. But what about the quantity, how much are you allowed to eat? So I heard B'Shem Refalk, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, B'Shem the Gates of Drov as well, they said, up to 4 slices of bread, you can still make mezonos and alamechia. Up to that 4 slices of bread. Yeshua would say, 1 packet of mezonos bread, which is 2 pieces, is definitely, can rely on that make mezonos alamechia, but not 2. Not 2. So between one and two, you can still get away with mezonos and alamicha and not having to wash it. Why? Because in order to be able to have a kfir suda, so then a lot of achronim say it's got to be a real meal which you would eat erev v'boiker. Only then it's called a kfirs, which you would make hamoitzi and anatila sedayim. And how much would a man normally eat for a proper meal, evening meal? Roughly 4 pieces of bread. 4 pieces of bread. If that's the meal. So 4 pieces of bread. That up to that. So we don't have to be machmed a shear of 4 bayim. Up to 4 pieces of bread. One can still consider that not a suda kivua of erev boiker, and you can still get away on mezonos and alamicha. Providing that this person is a well person and he's got a general appetite like anybody else. It says the Be'alocha, if somebody is a zokein and he gets full with less than that, then he's chayv to make a mitzvah in Bichas HaMozein when he eats an amount which he's normally satisfied with that. A bit less than 4 slices.
Do we count the filling as part of the volume?
Yeah.
So you're talking about 4 slices filled.
Up to 4 slices.
Up to 4 filled slices, even though it could be.
So it's the volume of 4 slices of bread. So I take that back. You do have to calculate the filling as well. So it's only up to 4 slices of bread, so you have to calculate the filling as well. And in these packages which they have filling, so yeah.
Then
you couldn't go up, you couldn't really go all the way up to, because you've got to calculate the filling as well. So it's the amount of 4 pieces of bread. So you have to calculate the filling as if that would take that into the cheshbon as well.
If you're eating dry bread, then it's up to 4 slices. Once it's filled, it's less than that.
So one packet you can definitely get away with that. One packet and a bit more than that, but not...
But if you're Kobe Suda on those 4 slices, because you have it at your lunchtime at 1 o'clock, if you always have lunch at 1 o'clock, and you Kobe Suda, isn't that not... That's not a snack, is it? It becomes a meal.
Then you would have to wash.
If you use it as your normal lunchtime.
If that's my Suda, save time, perhaps I don't have to bench, and I'm limited in my time. But this is my meal. But then you haven't really saved time, because if this is your meal, then you're gonna have to wash and bench. Let's go now. So we've mentioned now two of the shitters of Pasa Boba Kisnin. The first shitter is it's literally bread with pockets with filling inside. Strudel would also go into this cheshbon, keep the filling. And we've mentioned the second shitter of the Rambam, that the kneading of the dough has been replaced mainly not only by water, it's roiv meperis. Third shitter of the Machaber is v'yeshayim yesh meforshim, that it's a normal bread kneaded just with water and there's no filling in it at all. But it's very dry and thin. And it's something which is very dry and thin, and it's brittle. Loshna of the Machabe is only crying biskunish. Could be biscuits. That's pasabal bekistin. So that's a very interesting chiddush and pshat in the shita. What should make it pasabal bekistin? It's got the bread and the water. It's got all the ingredients. It's got no sweetened things in it. but it's something which is very dry. So this is a machlekes. Is the pshat just because, is the dry, we call it a simen or a sibber? Is the dry just a part of a really, it's just the, not really the reason why it's pasuk kesem, is the dry part, it's ultimately dry, is that means inevitably you can't eat too much of it. So it's something which the derech is to eat only derech arai. You can't eat too much of it. Or we could say, no, something which is dry is, that's also tut stodim in a sefer bir halacha, the fact that it's very dry, that makes it passable because that's a takamashman, the loshon of the Mishnah Berurah. When he talks about something else, he says that
if it's cake and you want to wash and you want to bench, what can you do?
Then you have to eat loads of it. You have to eat the amount of a proper, the amount which you would normally eat by a meal. So much bread, so much cake, you have to eat. So the equivalent of four slices of bread. that amount. All right. Oh, I'm coming to that. I'm coming to that. Could be that, like something, a pretzel, something to eat like that. Might also be this category of ka'ovim yaveshim, hard. You've got to chew it. By a minute, chew it. Yeah, so if the mechutin zogt, the machlokes, what bracha you make on matzahs. Matzahs is also, most people don't eat practically, don't use matzah as a meal. Besides on Pesach.
Crackers
as well. Yep, now we have to talk about matzah. That's the tea matzahs. I'm talking about regular matzahs. People don't wash on matzah. Some people do wash on matzah. Most people, matzah, it's got a little bit of iron swivel on Shabbos. It goes well together. But to sit down and make a sudor of matzah, most people don't. Therefore, the Chiddush says that the brocha of matzah, it's the geder of porich. And like the Machaber says, we're passing like all these shitters. We give them a dinner pasuk b'kisim. So therefore, they make mezoinus on matzah all year round, besides on Pesach. Pesach, the Torah is kaveah, shivas u'mticha matzah, so that makes it into a kaveah, so that makes it into that.
There's a limit in the quantity.
No, it's however much, as long as, again, it's passable bekistim, and the same,
Four slices.
Up to four slices. That's what you'll see sometimes in the matzah bakeries, if there's the workers, some of them are from Madas HaMizrach, they'll be munching a bit of matzah with mezoinus, no problem. It's mezoinus for them. But the minig in Ashkenaz is our minig is that we don't consider it passable bekisnin, and we make hamoitzi on it all year round. Somebody told me recently, Taka, he invited a Sfadi for his Shabbos suda in the morning, and he wanted to make hamoitzi on matzahs, two matzahs. That was the shlemus he had. So this said, please do me a favor. I'm not yotze, according to me, I'm not yotze with the lechem mishnah, with these, with matzahs. For me, this is mezoinus. This is not yotze lechem mishnah. Do you mind to give me two chalas?
But also, it's kuvei suda.
If you give me kuvei suda, if you kuvei suda on the matzah, that could be that even they would be moide that. Shaila is How much you can eat of the matzah. Shitter number one, whether it's kneaded with meiperis, what we call mezonis bread, is number two. Third shitter, hard crackers, such like things, you also make mezonis. Now, we're coming to another nakuda. All this is talking about when you don't eat it in a meal. What happens if you serve cake at the end of the meal as a dessert, hot chocolate? Do you have to make a bracha on that cake during the meal? It's also, it depends on this. The first thing we have to say, if a man is still hungry and he's having this cake in the meal to satisfy himself, then you definitely don't make a bracha. It's part of the meal. It's like potatoes. Potatoes got no shaychus to bread, and you still don't make a bracha because this is part of the meal. So if he's still hungry and he's having the cake to satisfy himself, then you definitely don't make a bracha. But often these desserts are served for after. So the dessert, a bit of fruit, a bit of ice cream, hot chocolate. It's all part of the dessert. Not particularly hungry. You've had your whole meal already now. This is what we call kinuach, a dessert. So says the Be'alocha like this. The only reason why the machaber, so really things which need brachas mezoinus, we should be making mezoinus in the meal. Why do we not make a bracha of cake during the meal? Bread is amoitzi. Cake in Basel Bekesim is mezoinus. Says the Be'alocha like this. Be'alocha Kof Samechez. That the only reason why we make mezoinus and pasa barbekisim on these three types of pasa barbekisim, because we're not sure which one is the ikke shita. Three possibilities of pasa barbekisim. They're not necessarily all hold of each other. This might be pasa barbekisim. The filling one might be barbekisim. The mezoinus bread needed with fruit juice might be for pasa barbekisim. And the thin hard ones, yeah. Also, crackers also might be possible to kiss them. On the other hand, so therefore we go lekula. Each one is mezoinus, but the other gets some of the mezoinus. And once we pass them lekula, we don't mention it at all. We make alamichio. Even though alamichio, you wouldn't be yotzer on bread, but the other.
You do a poch during the suda if you eat a cake.
That's what we want to talk about. Yeah, that's much than it now. Yeah, why do you not make a bracha? If it's got a bracha mezoinus.
We do. That's why the question. No, if you middle of the meal, you eat the cake, you make a bracha mezoinus.
No.
So good. We'll come to it. Yeah.
That's the discussion.
Depends what cake. So the Be'alocha says that this is in a nutshell. The only reason why we make mezoinus and aramichio on all types of cakes, it's a sofik. Sofik rabbana lekula. Mezoinus is sufficient, alamicha is sufficient. Here on the other way round, when you're having it in a meal, and it could be, it's hamoitzi. So then the hamoitzi part is it. So the other way round, sofik bracha lekula, and should be included in the hamoitzi. The only case you would make a bracha of cake during the meal, he says, if it's pasabo bekistin lekuli alma. If you manage to have a cake which fills all three conditions of pasa barbekisnin, then you would make a bracha on it during the meal. What is that? Says the Be'alocha. Number one, it's mumula. It's literally, it's filled with filling, full of filling inside. And the dough is kneaded with fruit juice and honey. And it's dak beyovish. So the example of this.
It can't be filled. If it's a matzah, flat matzah, it can't be filled with anything. Can't have both.
Have you ever eaten strudel?
That's not matzo. That's not plaque. That's pastry. It's a soft pastry.
Rav Falk says that flake pastry has got a din of ka'ovim yavashim.
Relegated.
It's brittle. It's brittle. And it breaks, yeah. It's tapping not hard, but it's brittle and breaks. The flake pastry of the strudel. So you've got proper strudel. You know, not the hard, not the one which is, you know, the pie crusts. Papa strudel, he says, lechor would fulfill all three conditions. It's mumula, it's filled, and the dough is kneaded with meperis, and it's also considered of invasion, and it's a thin, brittle dough. And even according to Rabbi Yitzchok's Hasoga, that he says that because it's not hard. But we've got another reason to add, because there are some people, some Rishonim, Rachonim explain, the Orach HaShulchan explains, what's this ka'ovim yavashim dry on these hard things? It's not bread. It's all got full the ingredients of bread. It's not kneaded with anything else. It's flour and water. No, nothing added to it. Why is it not hamoitzi? So he says it's only a simen. Because these things, you wouldn't normally eat too much of it.
So it's... Strudel are actually mixed with sugar and with other ingredients. It's not as dry as matzah. The part which is the crackers, which is the chalik of the possible yeast, and those are not qualified for the strudel. So the strudel actually is mixed with other ingredients. The flake pastry has got sugar and other elements.
Good. Yeah, that shouldn't disturb it. It doesn't take that away from being hard. So
then the istrikes, which is speaks about
that, it could be also biscuits. Doesn't have to be nuts or anything like that. Yeah, so you could have that one as well. It's that as well. Yeah, especially I wanted to add that according to that shitta, that it could be it's only a simen. I saw this in Bir Halacha, it's only a simen. So you've got all three conditions.
What does it mean now?
When?
When you get pieces, plate pastry with the filling.
Mazonis.
Mazonis.
No shayla.
And if it's fruit inside it?
Mazonis. All tofu. It gives the mazonis. So, and even if you have it for afters, dessert, you still make mazonis. So, but a proper strudel, I'm talking about a proper strudel, which is the flaky pastry. So it's mamula, and it's kneaded, and the dough we need to that the that it's kneaded with meperis. That's the other halacha as well. And it's brittle, huh? So then you would make the you would make mezonos on it.
Even if you're hungry.
Oh, if you're having it in the main meal, it comes in the main meal, then you wouldn't have it. But if you're having it just as a dessert, so lechora it comes on the after's plate as a dessert, then lechora you would make mezonos on it. What are other things which you would make mezonos on a meal as well? Which not everybody knows. It's correct to go through a few points here. What about, you know, one serves often at the end of the meal, sometimes simcha, peanut chews. What are peanut chews? Peanut chews are Rice Krispies together with golden syrup, peanut butter, and they're called peanut chews. Peanut chews, you have to make a brocha of mazonos during the meal. It's not pasapa bekisnim. It's not pas. It's not bread at all. It's Rice Krispies, which Rice Krispies, the bracha is mezonos. And the fact, so if, and I doubt these things, whether you're having it because to satisfy, because it's just a sweet snack. So these peanut chews need mezonos during a meal.
Why?
Pardon?
Why?
It's not pas. It's definitely not pas. The only reason why we don't make cake during a meal, because it's pas. This is nothing, it's not pas at all. It's just rice. And if you have rice in the meal to satisfy, it's chelik in the suda.
Right.
But it's not chelik of the suda, so it's just a snack. So any snack which is not pas, right, you have to make a mazonos in the suda. Right. Bisli, of course, and hadoma, popcorn.
Wait, you weren't fush yourself to the bench?
No. The benching part is everything.
Well,
how about ice cream? Ice cream, it's a shakel, part of it. You have to have shakel, a marzipan and things, all these things are shakel. Now, the two other interesting points is, on Pesach, a lot of people make Pesach cake. Now, this Pesach cake has no, I don't know, you're talking about people who don't have gebrok. Potato flour, oil, sugar, whatever you put in it. L'chora, that cake, you should have to make a bracha of shakel during the meal. It's not pas. The only way is perhaps on Pesach everybody's hungry and the cake is part of the satisfied. But it's nishma staba. So lachoyah, this Pesach cake, keep that in your mind. Three months time are we? The Pesach cakes, lachoyah, if you're having them during the suda, is definitely not pas. The bracha should be shakel. One last thing is Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about donuts. Donuts is definitely not pas for the kisne. It hasn't been baked, it's just been fried in oil. So l'chora, if you have a donut in the middle of the meal, you should be making mezonos on it. It's not pasapa bekisnim, it's not baked, it's fried. David Zucker B'Shem Zalman, he says like this, he says that donuts, it's metzias, it's satisfied. You eat it for satisfaction. Both the big ones and both the small ones. It's the maaser. You can't call it a kinuach. Can't call it a kinuach. It's not a dessert. It's not a dinner. It's something which is something which satisfies a person. So even the small ones is also a chelik of the suda. The wafer rolls, the chocolate wafer rolls, which are also might have all three conditions. Chocolate wafer rolls, the dough is kneaded with that, and it's a very brittle dough as well, and it's filled inside with chocolate, but that's different. The filling is only filled in after you bake it. And since it's filled in only after you bake it, so it doesn't have the halacha of what we call of the milu, and so therefore on these, we call it the cigarette wafers, you wouldn't make a brocha during the meal. Bialocha says a good idea that if you have cake during the meal, the case when you don't make a brocha, you should have kavana when you say amoitzi to pater the cake as well. We're talking about the case when you're not making a brocha, because when you don't have strudel, not all these three conditions, you should have kavana when you know you're going to have cake in the meal, you should be machavim v'shals amoitzi to pater the mezonos you have during the meal. Sorry, man. The cashier. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.